This episode of Chris Brown's True Stewardship is brought to you by Christian Healthcare Ministries, an affordable, faith-based solution for Christians to the problems of rising healthcare costs. To learn more, visit chministries.org. That's chministries.org. Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, friends, and welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. I am your host, Chris Brown, and I'm excited. It's Friday. Yes, got the weekend ahead of me. It's the first weekend in December, which means it might be a really good chance for you to maybe buy some gifts for Christmas. Pretty cool stuff. This is the show where we take your calls. We also take your emails, take your social media posts, and we discuss those real-life situations that you face day in and day out through the eyes of stewardship and managing God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory. The phone number is 866-357-3283. Again, 866-357-3283. You call in, and you can also email in also chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com, and then at chrisbrownonair on social media. Hey, make today the day that you sign up for the Making Futures Bright $100,000 giveaway. We're giving away $100,000 worth of cash and prizes, and I want you to get in on it. You can find more information at stewardship.com. Another thing you'll find there is our events. We have launched our events for the spring. Fall has wrapped up about 2 weeks ago with our last event in Portland. And we have launched our spring events. So if you live in one of these cities, you want to check it out, or if you have access to one of these cities, Irvine, California, Seattle, Washington, Sacramento, California, Denver, Colorado, Greenville, South Carolina, Baltimore, Maryland, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Atlanta, Georgia, Orlando, Florida, San Antonio, Texas, and Phoenix, Arizona. If you can get to one of those cities, make sure you check out stewardship.com. We've got all our events and which one of our Ramsey personalities will be at those events, all there at stewardship.com. Now, I want to give you a game plan for your life. That's right, a game plan for your life. As you're calling in real quickly, a game plan for your life, for your relationships, even for trouble, for success, everything in between. This is your game plan. You ready? Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. Here's what it says. There's your plan. This is what we're going to do. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Consider others better than yourselves. And that's totally against our natural skin. Our natural skin doesn't want to do that. We automatically think that we're better than other people. But in humility, consider others better than yourselves. How would that have changed the last conflict that you had? It would have changed it quite a bit. By putting others first, we are fulfilling the golden rule. And not only that, we're being more Christ-like in the process. I know it's much easier to say than to do, very difficult to do, but it's a great plan for us, a great game plan for life, for relationships, for the successes we have, and the trouble that we get into, this whole idea of being humble and not being wrapped up in selfish ambition and vain conceit. Again, we are taking your calls, and this first call is coming in from New Jersey. This is Shelby. Shelby, welcome to the show.
Hi.
How can we help you?
We have a 2014 Kia Rio that we bought in 2014, brand new, which was clearly a mistake. We were down to no car and desperate. Mm-hmm. But our payments are $514 a month. The car is worth like half of what we owe on it. And the interest is very high. It's 20%, 20-something percent. And we're just we're just drowning in it. I'm very new to this whole, I just started reading the Total Money Makeover, and I'm working on the baby steps, but right now I'm trying to catch up on all of our current bills. And I just, every month we're paying last month's car payment, and I don't know how to get us out of this.
It sounds like you are in a tough spot. I want to give you Financial Peace University. So not only the book, I want to give you the whole class. You're in a spot. I can sense the hunger that you have to get out of this. And I would love to give you not just the book, but give you also the roughly 18 hours of content that will really help you through this journey. But what it sounds like to me, you're so upside down on this car that the only way out of this is to either you or your husband get an extra job for a season. Maybe it's 8 or 9 months, and you absolutely crush this thing, because the difference between how much do you owe on it?
I just looked at a payoff quote this morning. It was about $16,000.
Mm-hmm. And you're saying it's worth $8,000?
It's worth $9,000. Yeah,
that's a really big difference. The other alternative is that you can go to the bank and get a loan for, $7,000 or $8,000 or whatever, and get $1,000 beater. And then you're only owing $7,000 or $8,000 on a much less interest rate, rather than 20% on this current loan. So that would be another alternative, and that would kind of not stop the bleeding, but it would definitely slow down the bleeding. But so it's either get an extra job and crush this thing and see you owe $9,000. It would be an extra $1,000 payment for 9 months. That's what I would do. I just crush it in nine months. Or you can go out and kind of get a new loan and get a $1,000 beater and still crush that loan as well. Either way, it's going to be a 9 month just crush it kind of thing. Otherwise, you're going to be calling me 18 months from now going, I'm still paying last month's payment of $519. I don't want you to do that. It's going to take this moment of sacrifice. It's going to take this moment of really destroying it. So that's really about it.
Okay.
You got this. I mean, you really do. You've got this. It's just a bad decision, but we learn from it, and then we try to help other people with what we did.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Shelby. All right, folks. That's a tough spot to be in. Definitely is. And many of you listening in have been there before. And this whole idea of a depreciating asset, that's what it is. And so to be upside down on an automobile is actually not abnormal. It's actually what we should expect, because we can't pay as fast as the depreciation happens, and especially on certain model cars.
You're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
Christians have an alternative to overwhelming health insurance costs. Christian Healthcare Ministries, the original healthcare sharing ministry, satisfies its members' Affordable Care Act eligibility. Christian Healthcare Ministries isn't insurance. It's 70% less expensive than the national health insurance average. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a Better Business Bureau A-plus accredited charity. To learn more, visit chministries.org. That's chministries.org. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a proud sponsor of Dave Ramsey Live Events.
Well, this is Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and I am your host, Chris Brown. You can call in at 866-357-3283. You can email in at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com, and you can also engage on social media. Chris Brown On Air is that handle. And next up, from Stockton, California, Corinne, how can I help you?
So I actually started an intense debt repayment plan in August of this year, and I've been committing upwards of 40% of my income to this, and I just started a part-time job. So I had a colleague approach me just the other day, and she said, "You're all business," but it was meant in an insulting manner. And I told her, "Well, I'm gazelle intense. I'm making short-term sacrifices to take care of that 6-year-old, 7-year-old, 8-year-old version of myself."
Yeah.
My question to you, Chris, is how do you stay focused when you receive feedback about having changed or seeming different in the workplace?
Yeah, that's a good question. So what was she talking about? What was the context of her saying that you're business only?
I think it's because I was rather direct, and I wasn't just wanting to hang out on the job.
Okay.
But I think my mindset has shifted. So for me, it's I switched into a different gear
Yeah.
all around.
Yeah. I love the intensity side of that. It's really good. We just got to be really careful. Yes, the Bible says in Proverbs 6:5 that we are to be gazelle intense. We are to free ourselves like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter. And that's what you're doing. You're doing that great. But for all of us to understand, we have to follow the entire Bible. So it's not just one verse, and we follow that one verse so good that we actually stop respecting people and we start, you know, start cutting corners relationally. And so there's this hybrid, there's this wrestle. We're never going to be perfect. So let's remove the condemnation from this call. No condemnation at all. It's just a kind of a little tweak, a little modification that you might be cutting some corners relationally. And so, yes, you can be gazelle intense without cutting corners relationally and starting to be short with people. As far as like not wanting to hang out and go for drinks afterwards and all that kind of stuff that people do after work, there's nothing wrong with that. You are called to go there and add value to society and to be a good employee, not to be everyone's friend. You don't have to be people's friend. You have to be kind. You have to be Jesus-like. But I've noticed in this world today that people naturally don't like to see other people focused. Here's what I mean. You know somebody's on a diet, and you know they're trying to eat right, and you guys both go to the teacher's lounge, or you both go to the worker's lounge, and you're sitting in there, and someone's eating their Ezekiel bread, and you're pounding a donut, okay? You want that other person to eat the donut so bad with you. You just naturally don't want to see somebody else doing the right thing when you're doing the wrong thing. So they're going to naturally want to pull you. That's human behavior. So I think what you need to do is some perspective shifts. Number one is you need to realize that work is worship. You're working unto the Lord. You're getting a little bit too, probably a little bit too businessy, like you said, a little bit too math. It's all about math and it's about paying off the math. But if you think about this, put it more in the spiritual bucket than the financial bucket. Colossians 3:23 says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you'll receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ that you're serving. And so kind of put it in the spiritual. If you put it in the spiritual bucket in your mind and in your heart, it'll change the way you come across because it'll change you internally. You're adding value mm-hmm. to people. You're serving people. And when you think of it that way, Proverbs 11:25 comes to mind. I mean, it really comes to life. And Proverbs 11:25 says, those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. If you're adding value to other people, there's going to be value that's returned. You're going to be refreshed by that. And when you're refreshed, you're going to come across a lot more warm as opposed to this cold and kind of nothing but business, like she said. Another thing I would think about, Corin, is 168 hours a week. Okay, that's how much there is. I would be careful subconsciously to think that you're possibly working way too hard or thinking like you're doing way too hard because you're comparing yourself to everyone else who's working 40 hours and you're maybe working 50, 60, 70. But if you kind of pull up a little bit and think about how much people are working in other countries just for survival, and they're pretty much working every time they're awake just to survive that day, you won't feel this guilt that you're working too much. Okay. So there really is a hybrid. The people who work 40 hours a week are always going to get mad at the people who are working 60 hours a week. Like, oh, they're so out of balance, right? You know, it's a season, right? It's a season. Mm-hmm. So, and then I guess the last thing I would say is just don't become weary. Galatians 6:9 says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. The bottom line is whoever said that to you, it might have been out of a good heart. It might have been out of a bad heart. It might have just been a little bit of accountability. That God kind of used them to throw some accountability in your life to make a quick, slow, you know, modification. Don't do a big pendulum shift. It's probably just a tweak, and it's use it for your benefit. Okay, you know what? I could do a little bit of a shift, and maybe I just need to. I don't need to work less. I can still work hard and go towards my goals and go towards honoring God. But why I'm doing it might need to shift. And my spirit and my heart going into it might need to shift. And it might just mean 10 more minutes of prayer before you go out in the morning or before you go to that second job. Just, it's a little shift. It's not a big, huge pendulum shift. Don't overcorrect. But those are some of the things that I would tell you.
Those are wise words, and they've definitely touched me. Thank you so much, Chris.
Well, good. And we're proud of you. Way to go.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, folks. That's admirable. That's really cool. And I'm really holding back right now. I'm going on a huge rant about some of those things I just talked about. I'm really trying. Bob's looking at me like, are you gonna go for it? This whole idea of working 42 hours and then you start complaining, I just don't get it. I don't get it. If you're working 80, 90, 100 hours a week every single week for a whole year, there might be something wrong. But for a season, those of you working retail this month, get over it. It's a month. It's 3 weeks, whatever it is. Come on. You will survive. Get over it. That's in, what book is that in? That's in, I got to make up, that's in Proverbs 32. Get over it. There's no Proverbs 32. I'm just kidding. But folks, come on. You're not working too hard. If anything, our natural skin wants to tell us that we're working too hard. I've never been to somebody, kind of somebody says, hey, how are things going? And they say, oh, you know what? I'm just not working hard enough. Have you ever heard that? No, everyone thinks they work too hard. And Corin, yes, she's getting all intense. She's going after it. And this person who's speaking into her life, there's probably a little bit of truth. There's a seed of truth to it. But the bottom line is they're probably a little bit envious that she's focused, that she's got goals, that she's going after something, and she's stinking working hard. This person probably feels convicted that they're not. Now, again, with any feedback, there's probably a seed of truth. We just need to not overcorrect. There's just probably a little shift that needs to happen. But anyway, I'm going to hold off on all my other remarks. But hopefully, I don't know where you're at today. Maybe you needed to hear that. I know even I needed to hear that in some ways. Well, folks, is there someone in your life struggling financially this Christmas? I'm sure there is, right? Maybe it's you. And we take that very seriously here at Ramsey Solutions and obviously every day on this show. I want you to know that no matter where you are in your financial journey, that there is hope. You just need a plan. It really goes back to that. Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, the people perish. And there's got to be a plan in place. And maybe there's someone you love who feels hopeless. And maybe they're so far into debt that they can't imagine a life without debt. Well, that's exactly why we offer Financial Peace University. It's a class that's helped over 4.5 million people learn how to manage money God's way and free themselves from this thing we call debt. I've been through it myself, and I recommend everyone to go through it too. So today, I'm offering Financial Peace University at such a good price, there is absolutely no reason you shouldn't take it. At stewardship.com, today only, we're offering the Financial Peace University class that you can take on your own time at your house for just $119. Guys, that's 70% off, not 17, 70% off. So head over to stewardship.com today and check it out. Check out what we call Financial Peace University DVD Home Study. That's what you're looking for to help change either your future or someone else's future this holiday season.
We're grateful that you joined us today for Chris Brown's True Stewardship. We want to thank you for sending us your questions and testimonies. Some of you have been sending words of encouragement to others in our stewardship community. Keep it up. We love it when you share your triumphs, your we did it moments. You can call us at 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. Or you can email us at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Let's continue now with Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's Chris.
From Alexandria, Virginia, this is Art. Art, how are you?
I'm doing better every day, Chris. How are you?
Oh, I love that. Very well done. How can I serve you?
Well, kind of at a dilemma or a crossroads. My wife and I are currently in baby step number 6.
And
we bought a house pre-total money makeover, and we decided to start paying the house down like a 15-year. The only problem is when we start paying it down like a 15, it becomes 31% of our take-home pay, and we were wondering, what should we do? Should we sell the house, or should we just, stick it out and continue paying our mortgage like a 15?
So let me hear this right. You're double or triple paying on your mortgage, and that's putting you over the 30% mark. Is that right?
Correct.
Got it.
And
okay.
When we do that, it puts us at like 31% of our take home.
Gotcha. Very good. Do you feel like you have too much house? I mean, are you using all the square footage? Do you feel like you have too big of a house? Just generally speaking.
No, it's a large home, but we have, you know, two small kids that are growing up, and we feel as though, you know, we'll be able to, you know, we'll fill it as we go along. Or, I mean, we could go down to a smaller house. We came from a smaller house. So, you know, it doesn't matter either way for us. You know, we could, you know, deal with the square footage we have, or we could go down. It doesn't matter for us.
Yeah. What's your income?
We take home about $18,000 a month.
Okay. Now, you know, because you're in baby step six and you have no other debt, this is a much less urgent conversation. If you had a bunch of other debt, and it would be like, yes, you need to move immediately. You got too much house. Now, you still might need to move, but there are some other things you can do. Maybe we can generate maybe it's just another 10 grand a year you need, or 20 grand a year that you need to make sure that those ratios, turn out a little bit better. But because you still have 70% of your income to spend on everything else, it's not quite as urgent, even though it's something you need to address. And my guess is that you're probably an overachiever, all growing up, and you're like all over this. If you're through baby step six, you probably are. And you're like, want to make sure that you get that 25% or less, which is awesome stuff. Here's the deal. If I'm in your situation, it's not necessarily, can I afford the payment? It's more about asking me and my wife, I'm sitting down and I'm saying, what do we need to do where God is the most honored with what he's trusted me with? How can he be the most honored? It's not necessarily a legalistic number thing. You're asking yourself, okay, 30% of what I work every week, my wife and I go to work, we put forth all this effort, and 30% of all that energy goes towards this brick and mortar. And it's more than that. It's not just a house. It's a home. I understand that. But that would be my thing. I would wrestle with that. And so if that means you need to move, that means you need to move. Or it could mean generating some extra income. Another question I'd ask myself is, what does the alternative look like? Is it necessarily going to a home that you wouldn't want to live in? Probably not. Is there a land in between? There probably is. What are some things that you've thought through that you can do besides moving?
Well, we've talked about, possibly, like, if we did move, we would live on, say, half of our income. Probably get to our retirement number quicker, and then buy a house for cash.
Yeah, no, I think that's great.
We're not necessarily tied to the area either. So
yeah, if you're not tied to the area, that's a big move. That's a big benefit for you, because I know a lot of folks are tied to an area or a school district or something like that. If you're not, that's great. Here's the filter I would use, Art, on whether you move or don't move. And it sounds to me like I would lean towards moving. I wouldn't want that much tied up in my housing costs. But 1 Corinthians 4:2 said, those who have been entrusted to be managers must prove faithful. You've got to pray and ask, am I being faithful with what you've trusted me with? Knowing that there are verses that are very clear that he wants us to enjoy the fruits of our labor. Also, Luke 12:48 says, from everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked. So you got to ask yourself, okay, am I being trustworthy with what I've been given? And I think if you run it through that filter, along with the TMM, the total money makeover, it'll give you your idea, your answer. But if it's going to be a huge deal and you're tied to the house, there's an emotional attachment to it, which I don't hear, then it might just be an income thing. You got to increase your income. But it's going to be one of the two. And I guess if I were to give you one statement to close this phone call, that would be, I don't want you spending 30% of your take-home pay on a house. That's not even including utilities. So that would be my answer for that. So it's either moving or it's increasing your income. Well, we started today's broadcast off with Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, and that's a great way for us to wrap up the broadcast. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility, consider others better than yourselves. By putting others first, we are fulfilling the golden rule. And not only that, we're being more Christ-like. Easy to say, much harder to do. So I encourage you to put a system in place that kind of reminds you. Maybe it's a little reminder on your steering wheel. Maybe it's on the bathroom mirror. Maybe it's on the inside of your shoe when you cross your legs. I've done all these kind of things, really weird things. But put systems in place that remind you to act in humility, not in selfish ambition or vain conceit. We want to make sure that we are honoring Christ by honoring others. Folks, don't forget to enter our Making Futures Bright $100,000 giveaway for your chance to win cash and prizes. We'll be drawing a winner each week. All you have to do is go to stewardship.com to enter. You can enter once a day, every day, for your chance to win. And there's no purchase necessary. How stinking cool is that, right? Folks, it's Friday. Have a great weekend.